Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Vibhaya Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Kanamane Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Sirvi Krishna Srinivasa Upasthaya Deshapara. The fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. The very last verse Krishna says, Tasmaragana sambhutam rikstam gyana chinatmanaha chidvainam samtriyam yogam atishta tishta varata 442. These doubts which have arisen in your heart out of ignorance to be slashed by the weapon of knowledge armed with yoga, O Bharata, stand and fight.
Posljednji stih četvrtog poglavlja 402 kaže Stoga oružjem znanja sa sjeci sumnje to su se pojavile u tvom srcu zbog neznanja. Naložen jogom obarata ustani i bori se.
So Prabhupada explains in the purport that there are actually two divisions of yoga.
Prabhupada u komentaru objašnjava da postoje dvije podjele joge.
One is the sacrifice of one's material possessions.
Jedna je žrtvovanje svojih materijalnih posjeda.
And then there's the sacrifice of knowledge to understand the actual nature of the self. And these two things depend upon our objective. Those who feel they have some material necessities, they perform activities to get something to fulfill those necessities.
Oni koji imaju neke materijalne želje više traže planu da bi ostvarili te želje.
And those who are interested in going beyond the material concept of life, they perform activities to gain transcendental awareness.
A oni koji se žele uzdići iznad materijalnog shvaćanja života, oni više ove intelektualne znanje da bi...
As far as transcendental awareness goes, there are two divisions.
Što se tiče transcendentalnog znanja, isto imamo dvije podjele.
One is the awareness of the real nature of ourselves. That is our constitutional position. And the other is the actual nature of the Supreme Personality of
Godhead.
So here it mentions that this is actual knowledge. Not simply discriminating what is real and what is not real. If we actually realize our true identity, that's real knowledge. Our real identity is that we're full of bliss, we're full of consciousness, we're all eternal.
Naš pravi identitet je da smo mi puni znanja, vječnosti i blaženstva.
Quite a nice thing to realize. And the nature of the real nature of the truth, the supreme absolute truth.
A prava priroda je vrhovna svevišnja istina.
He's not only full of bliss and full of knowledge and eternal.
On ne samo da je pun vječnosti znanja i blaženstva.
But he's full of unlimited bliss and unlimited awareness. So if we become aware of ourselves, we'll become very happy. And as much as we become aware of Krishna, we become unlimitedly happy. Therefore, actual awareness, actual knowledge, is to be Krishna conscious. As Krishna says, Udkramantam sitim vapi bunchana vadanandita yamudo nanu paishanti paishanti jnana chakshusha. This is chapter 15, text number 10.
Kao što Krishna kaže u 15. poglavlju, od 10. stih koji smo sad čuli.
The foolish cannot understand how the living entity quits his body or what kind of body he enjoys under the spell of the modes of nature, but those whose eyes are trained with knowledge can see all this clearly.
Budalaske osobe ne mogu shvatiti kako živo biće može napustiti tijelo. Niti mogu shvatiti u kakvom tijelu uživa pod utjecajem duma prirode. No oni koji vide očima znanja mogu sve to vidjeti.
Kitanto yoginas chainam prashan yatmanivasita Kitanto yagita mano naiva prashan kitek tisaha. The endeavoring transcendentalist situated in self-realization can see all this clearly. For those whose eyes are not trained, although they may endeavor, cannot actually see what's taking place.
Idući stih kaže, transcendentalisti koji se trude u temeljenju samsprogne, mogu sve to jasno vidjeti, ali osobe nerazvijene svjesnosti koje nisu dostigle samsprogne, ne mogu vidjeti što se stiva, unatoč svom nastojanju.
We're supposed to be training our eyes to see through the scriptures.
Trebali smo vježbati svoje oči da vidimo povodom spisa.
That's the whole idea of hearing from the scriptures, is that we can see through the scriptures.
To je ideja slušanja spisa, da možemo gledati povodom spisa.
And the chanting of Hare Krishna,
i pjevanje Hare Krishna,
will not only help us see through the scriptures theoretically, but it brings us immediately into contact, well, brings us directly in contact with Krishna and Srimati Radharani.
Će nam pomoći ne samo za teoretski znanje povodom spisa, nego nas izravno dovodi u kontakt sa Srimati Radharani i Krishna.
Daivi Mahatmanas Tumam Harta, Daivi Prapati Mashikya, Vajamya Nanya Manaso, Gyatra Bhutadim Aviya. Chapter 7. Text number, it must be 12. It's 12. Need to go over to your answer.
Next.
Oh, it's chapter 9, I'm sorry. Check, text 13. 9:13. O Sanpritha, those who are not deluded to great souls are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible.
O Pritha Sine, velike duše koje nisu obmanute, nalazi se pod zaštitom božanske prirode. One su potpuno zaokupljene predanim služenjem jer je znam kao prvobitno neistekno svevišnju božansku osobu.
As soon as we chant Hare Krishna, immediately we're associated with Radha and Krishna. The only question is how much we want to associate with them. If one time we ask them to please engage me in your loving service, then they at once engage us in their loving service. Therefore, the practice of sadhana bhakti is the practice of developing a desire to engage in Krishna's loving service. Or as it says, Mayavik, this is Chapter 17, text number 8. Mayavesham no yemam niti upasate. Mayavesham, mayavamana adatma, mayibhudim uveshaya, vivashi shashima eva adorabhamna samshaya. Is that 8? Just fix your mind upon me, this is 17. Just fix your mind upon me, 12. 12.
12, 8.
Just fix your mind upon me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and engage all your intelligence in me, thus you'll live with me always without any doubt.
Samo sredotoči svoju na mene, svečnu božansku osobu, i usmjeri svoju inteligenciju na mene. Tako ćeš nedvojbeno uvijek živjeti u meni.
Atachi tam samadatum nesrapšnosti maistiram adjastena lugetito mam nishan dundanam jaya. it takes nine. If you cannot fix your mind upon me without deviation, then follow the principles of Bhakti Yoga, and in this way, try to develop the desire to attain it.
Ako ne možeš usredotočiti svoju na mene bez odstupanja, slijedi propisana načela Bhakti Yoga. Na taj način možeš razviti želju da ne dostigneš.
Therefore, when we chant Hare Krishna, the most important thing is not where our mind is, it's where our intelligence is.
Iz tog razloga kad pijamo Hare Krishna, nije najvažnija stvar gdje se nalazi, gdje je naš um, već gdje je naša inteligencija.
The less we worry about our minds, the better off we are. Because wherever our mind is, it doesn't make any difference. It's where our intelligence is that makes all the difference. Therefore, it's not called mind yoga, it's called buddhi yoga. So where our intelligence should be is how to chant Hare Krishna with attention and devotion. We should try to hear ourselves chanting sincerely the Srimad Radharani and Krishna. If we try to chant happily, lovingly, and attentively, then the result ends sincerely, and then we just leave it up to Srimad Radharani and Krishna to reciprocate. Not that I'm chanting so beautifully, Krishna, what's wrong with you? Can't you sleep? Do you need a hearing aid? No, we chant as sincerely and lovingly as possible, and we leave the rest to Krishna and Krishna. But we always have to listen to ourselves chanting and try to improve. Not that, oh, I'm chanting so beautiful, I can't believe it. I didn't realize what an elevated soul I
was.
Wow, I'm beyond praying already. So that kind of mentality will not help us very
much.
First of all, we're not really the person who's chanting. All we can do is become a surrendered soul to our acharyas and our disciples in succession. And then they can give us the intelligence how to chant properly or devotionally. And if we accept that intelligence coming through our acharyas, that instructions, and we agree to act as Krishna's instrument,
i ukoliko prihvatimo tu inteligenciju koju nam acharya dao i instrukcije, i ako prihvatimo vjerovati kao oruđe,
then Krishna will allow what we think is us, but which is really not us, but allow us to be an instrument in chanting devotionally.
Ja ću dozvoliti da ono što mi smatramo da smo, da budemo uključeni kao oruđe u predanosti.
And we allow to become an instrument, then Krishna appears. And the result is, when Krishna's one can feel Krishna's presence, one awakens in ecstasy. The ecstasy doesn't come by our chanting so beautifully. The ecstasy comes from Krishna. But, well, from our surrendering to our previous acharyas. And becoming our instrument. And therefore Krishna being pleased to appear before us. Prabhupada in one lecture in Vrindavan in
1972,
he was explaining something about how a pure devotee sees his followers. He said that when a devotee gives instructions to his followers, he realizes actually they're not his instructions. They're the instructions that are coming down from Lord Krishna through his disciples' succession of devotees.
To su upute gospodina Krišna koje dolaze kroz njegovo učeničko nasljeđe njegovih bhakta.
And his acharya who gave him those instructions.
I on je acharya koji je dao te upute.
By the mercy of the super soul in his heart, he's remembering those instructions.
Milošću na dušu u srcu, on se sjeća tih uputa.
And that way he's actually associating with his spiritual master and the So he knows these are not my instructions, they're Krishna's instructions. That the super soul, my spiritual master, are kindly reminding me of or giving me the information about. So when he tells his followers those instructions, and they carry out those instructions, then he learns from them how to become a better servant of his spiritual master. Therefore he takes his disciples or followers as a kind of spiritual master. Who help him become a better, sincere servant of his spiritual master. Just become an instrument in the fight. So when we're chanting, we should remember the instructions how to chant. And if we try to apply those instructions, then we're serving our previous acharyas. All we're doing is trying to accept those, understand and accept and apply the instructions. And when we do that, we become Krishna's instrument. And our reward is we become Krishna conscious. And if we become Krishna conscious, then our life is perfect. And that's perfect knowledge. If we find out who we are, what better knowledge can there be? If you're asleep and you in your dream you get a scholarship to a university, and you discover so many different inventions in your dream, and you're awarded the Nobel Prize for Science, what is the value of such a award? What's the value of such education? After all, you're asleep. It's just a dream. You don't even know who you are. So if you don't know who you are, how much do you really know? We know, for instance, we're not the body.
Ne naprijed znamo da nismo to tijelo.
So at least we know we're asleep.
Barem znamo da spavamo.
Knowing that you're asleep is not the same thing as waking up.
A znati da spavaš nije isto kao probuditi se.
Probably gives you in the example, if someone's asleep, it's quite easy to wake them up. But if someone is asleep, if someone is actually awake, but they're pretending to be asleep, then it's very difficult to wake them up sometimes. So Krishna begins Bhagavad Gita by telling everyone we're asleep.
Krishna započinje Bhagavad Gita govoreći svima da spavaju.
We're not the body.
Mi smo tijelo.
We're not the mind.
Mi smo um.
We're not our personality.
Mi smo naša osobnost.
We're a soul who's observing what's going on in this world.
Mi smo duša koja promatra što se odvija u ovom svijetu.
To some extent is aware of the ever-changing, flickering material energy.
Na neki način smo svjesni uvijek promjenjive preparale prirode.
But is not aware of one's identity. But from the very beginning of chanting Hare Krishna, we wake up. From Shraddha, we become aware of the fact that we're asleep. And then when we follow the process of Bhajana Kriya and Anartana Vritti, then we follow a process by which we gradually awaken again.
I kako sedimo proces Bhajana Kriya i Anartana Vritti, mi sedimo proces kojim se postupno prebudimo.
And one who's actually in the advanced stages of Krishna consciousness like Bhava and Prema, then one becomes aware of one's real like, spiritual identity in relation to Krishna.
Kad se osoba nalazi na višim nivoima Bhava i Prema, onda osoba postaje svjesna svog duhovnog identiteta.
So that's actual knowledge.
I to je pravo znanje.
Everything else is considered to be ignorance. And as it says, there is no other way of obtaining such knowledge other than devotional service. Krishna and his followers exist in the ocean of devotion. There is nothing but unlimited, ecstatic, transcendental love and service going on in the spiritual world. We can't enter into the spiritual world morose. It's not that the local airplane arrives and we forgot our bivak back in the material world. And we're completely anxiety. I've forgotten to be there. Can we just go back for a few minutes? And I left the television running. Could I just go back and turn it off? No, in the spiritual world there's nothing but ecstatic love for Krishna and his devotees. Therefore, in this world we have to practice to come to that ecstatic love. So that we can artificially pretend that we're in love with Krishna. We have to perform the service, devotional service, by which Krishna becomes pleased to reveal himself to us. And then we can actually experience ecstatic love when we're in association with Krishna. We can't pretend we're in love with Krishna. Just like if a woman is pregnant, and at the time of birth she makes certain sounds. But if one is actually not pregnant, and tries to make those sounds,
ih pokušavati na neki način glasati.
As if when it's giving birth.
Kao da se porađa.
It's not that any child is going to be produced by making the sound.
Ne da se to beba rodi, zato je osoba glasa na taj način.
Similarly, if we pretend that we're actually Krishna conscious, and we pretend we're in ecstasy when we're chanting Hare
Krishna,
it's not that we're going to become Krishna conscious by doing
that.
On the other hand, if we actually become Krishna conscious, then automatically all the symptoms of ecstasy follow.
Na druge strane, ukoliko postanemo svjesni Krišne, istovremeno se ispoljavaju svi simptomi zanasa.
Just like if you put an iron in the fire, then the iron gets hotter and hotter and hotter.
Potom kao kad stavite žarišku u vatru, ona postaje sve vruće i vruće i vruće.
And then gradually it becomes just like the fire.
I postepeno postane upravo kao vatra.
So we're trying to become instruments in this world so that we can gradually enter into the fire of devotion. Therefore, the dati pratigrinati guyamakiti prishiti kundevo jayate chaiva shadidam pratilakshanam. Offering gifts in charity, accepting charitable gifts, revealing one's mind and confidence, and inquiring confidentially, offering prasad and accepting prasad. These are the six exchanges of love shared by one devotee and another. This is a major part of devotional service.
To je veliki dio predanog služenja.
It is not simply reading books.
Nije samo čitanje knjiga.
Or doing service.
Ili vršenje službe.
It's becoming a servant, dasa, dasa, anudasa. A servant of Krishna's devotees.
Znači trebamo postati dasa, dasa, anudasa. Sluga Krishna i bhakta.
The proof that we become a servant of a very elevated devotee of Krishna is that we become a very nice servant of all the other servants of
Krishna.
An elevated servant of Krishna is one who knows how to nice, perfectly reciprocate with all of other Krishna's servants. And he teaches his followers how to become a nice servant of Krishna's service. Krishneti yasti garitam manasedriyeta vishasti chat pranati vishkavajantam isham shushushaya chavajanam ananyanamya indati sunyavridayam sita sandalabhya. You know no sense? Krishneti yasti giritam manasadriyeta, that one should mainly honor the devotee who chants the holy name.
Da osoba treba u umu poštovati onoga ko pjeva Krishna ime.
After all, none of us are actually these bodies.
Na posljedku, nitko od nas nije ovo tijelo.
Nor these crazy minds.
Niti ovi ludi umovi.
Nor our foolish intelligence.
Niti naša budovost inteligencija.
We just have these, you could say, like they're horror outfits. You go to a party, people are dressed up in all these different costumes. So everyone has some costume in their play.
Samo imamo ove užasne kostime koje nosimo kao karakterne u zavodnom svi užasno djelenje.
Someone may have a Dracula costume on.
Imam kostim Dracula.
But that doesn't mean they're really Dracula.
Ali to ne znači da su oni uistinu Dracula.
So it may be, you know, Prince Charming. But that doesn't mean he's necessarily Prince Charming. So we have all these costumes and we're playing different roles here. But after all, if one just chants Hare Krishna, that's the real role we're supposed to be playing.
No, koliko netko pjeva Hare Krishna, to je prava uloga koju smo trebali igrati.
Even here in Croatia, there's instances of that being revealed.
Čak i ovdje u Hrvatskoj ima slučajeva gdje se to razotkrilo.
I heard that there is, during the war between Croatia and Serbia, there is one taxi cab driver.
Čuo sam da je tokom rata između Hrvatske i Srbije bilo.
He was a Serbian taxi cab driver living in southern Croatia.
To je bio jedan srpski vozač taksija koji živi u Hrvatskoj.
You've heard the story before?
No. Da li ste čuli prije ovu priču?
No. So the police, the Croatian police arrested him.
Hrvatska policija ga je uhitila.
With his friend.
S njegovim prijateljem.
I don't know why they arrested him, what they thought he was, but anyhow, they beat his friend to death.
Ne znam zašto su ga uhitili, ali eto, uhitili su ga i na smrt su pretukli njegovog prijatelja.
And then he was next.
So
they started to beat him.
Počeli su ga tuči.
But a couple of weeks earlier, he had gone to a Hare Krishna temple.
Ali nekoliko tjedana prije toga događaja otišao je u Hare Krishna hram.
So when he was at the temple, he learned the Hare Krishna mantra.
I dok je bio boravio u hramu, naučio Hare Krishna mantru.
So when they were beating him, he started to scream out Hare Krishna.
I dok su ga tukli, on je počeo vrištati Hare Krishna.
So the police were bewildered.
Sada su policajci bili zbunjeni.
They said we have the wrong person.
Rekli su, uhvatili smo krivu osobu.
So they told him that you're free to go.
I rekli su mu da može ići.
But you just have to bury your friend and that's all.
Samo treba pokopati prijatelja, to je sve.
So just like Krishna saved him, just by chanting Hare Krishna.
Krishna ga spasio zato jer je pio Hare Krishna.
And then there's this other devotee who is, I think, in Bosnia. And he was trying to get to the devotees, I forget where, maybe in, he was trying to get out of Bosnia.
Yes.
What's that?
Yeah,
he was going
to go from Bosnia to Croatia.
So he was on his way, and then there's a whole story.
On je bio u Bosni, želio je otići u Hrvatsku, cijela priča se odvijala.
He came to one building and someone came out with a machine gun and started to try to machine gun him. He ran, hid undercover, and he escaped the machine gun. Then he got to the border and the soldiers arrested him. And he was chanting Hare Krishna. And the soldier told him, the head of the soldiers there, to shoot him. So they told him to lie on the ground. And he took his rifle and tried and shot him. And missed. And he's so bewildered because he's just some inches away, he missed.
So
they were so bewildered that they let him go. They couldn't believe it. How can we miss? It's only a few inches away. I guess they thought this is some person very special. So he bailed out of his escape and he came. He's still a devotee. So there are so many instances of how Krishna will save his devotees. How Krishna reciprocates. The devotees, I forget where it was, they got attacked by these people and they started to chant the Nrisimhadeva mantra. I think it was in India. They got attacked by these daikwas and they started to chant the Nrisimhadeva mantra and then a lion appeared.
Keď sa to bolo niekde, kad sú ich napali, i kad na možno to počali pijať, si ma veľa molit, tak prijavia sa hlad.
And actually attack the day course.
I napal ove napadače.
And save the devotees.
I spasio bhakti.
Shingri ki ga. Yeah, there's many, many things like that.
Ima mnogo takvih priča.
So, the point is, if we chant Hare Krishna sincerely, then we'll actually come to the platform of becoming Krishna conscious. And part of that sincerity is just trying to become to respect that anyone who's chanting Hare Krishna is acting as an instrument for Krishna to some degree.
Naprimo poštovat da svako ko pjeva Hare Krishna u određenoj mjeri djeluje kao Krishnino oruđe.
And rather than criticize them for what they're doing wrong,
i umjesto da ga kritiziramo za ono što pogrešno radi,
we should appreciate them for what they're doing right.
Trebamo cijeniti ono što točno radi.
Because devotional service needs to develop devotion.
Jer predano služenje znači razviti predanost.
It doesn't help us very much to develop criticism.
Razvijanje kriticizma nam neće pomoći.
Because if one is a authority, sometimes it's necessary to criticize.
Naravno, koliko neko ima položaj autoriteta, nekad mora kritizirati.
Prabhupada used to say that if one is a spiritual master and he doesn't criticize his disciples, then the disciples will not grow up properly, will not develop properly.
Prabhupada je rekao, koliko duhovni učitelj kritizira svoje učenike, onda oni neće na pravilni način rasti, napredovati.
Just like Jagannath Misra, one day he chastised Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Upravo kao što je Jagannath Misra jednog dana prekorio Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And that night in the dream, one Brahmin came to Jagannath Misra.
I te noći jedan Brahmin došao Jagannath Misri.
And told Jagannath Misra, "My dear Jagannath Misra, there's no need for you to chastise Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai.
He reckoned that there is no admission, and not for the people for our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mr. Nimai.
That Nimai is a self-effulgent spiritual person.
That Nimai je samo obasjana duhovna osoba.
Who has perfect knowledge.
Koji posjeduje potpuno znanje.
Therefore, there's no need for you to chastise him.
Toga nema potrebe da ga ti prekoravaš.
So, Jagannath Misra said no.
Jagannath Misra rekao ne.
He said, "I'm his parent, I'm his father."
Ja sam njegov otac.
And it's the duty of a father to train his son.
I dužnost oca je da trenira svog sina.
No, no, you don't understand. He's practicing, he's self-effulgent, he knows everything.
Ne, ne, ti ne razumiješ, on je samo obasjan, on sve razumije.
No, you don't understand.
Ne,
I'm his father, it's my duty to train him.
Ja sam njegov otac, ma dužnost mi je da ga treniram.
So all night long there was an argument going on between Jagannath Misra and the Brahmin concerning Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Cijela noć odvijala se ova rasprava između Jagannath Misra i Brahmane.
And at the end the Brahmin left very happy.
I na kraju Brahmana je veoma sretno otišao.
And Jagannath Misra remained Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's father.
Jagannath Misra je i dalje ostao Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's otac.
So to educate and sometimes criticize or chastise a dependent to help them become Krishna conscious is very good.
So ponekad je veoma dobro u svrhu obrazovanja kritizirati.
But to criticize or chastise or try to instruct others who are actually not in the mood of being one's follower or dependent.
Ali kritizirati ili prekoriti nekoga ko nije u raspoloženju da je sedmenik.
Will not be very good for our devotional advancement.
To neće biti dobro za naš duhovni napredak.
Just like Jagannath, what was his name then? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had one great devotee who would sometimes instruct Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Upravo kao što Chaitanya Mahaprabhu imao svoga jednog učenika koji bi mu ponekad davao instrukcije.
That one time there was a very beautiful lady who was a widow.
I jedna je bila veoma lijepa udovica.
And she had one young son who used to come and see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every day.
I njen sin je običavao dolaziti svakog dana vidjeti Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So this Pradila devotee, I think of his name. Does everyone remember?
Jagadananda Puri or
Jagadananda?
It wasn't Jagadananda. It was a Brahmachari.
What's that? On je rekao tog mladića da više ne dolazi vidjeti Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, who are you to tell this young boy not to come and see me? So Dhammadhar Pandit said, no, he's a young boy and he has a very beautiful mother who's a widow. And you're a young, very handsome man. People will talk. So therefore, it's not good that you're seeing this boy. So the devotees did not appreciate Dhammadhar Pandit, a Brahmachari, instructing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's his superior.
I Bhaktama se nije sviđalo da damo ga pamet da je upute Chaitanya Mahaprabhu koji je nadređeniji.
Or when Jagannanda Pandit agreed with Sanatana Goswami that he should leave Jagannath Puri.
Ili kad se Jagannanda Pandit složio sa Sanatana Goswami da bi trebalo napustiti Jagannath Puri.
Sanatana Goswami has some itching sores. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would always embrace him. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Sanatana Goswami, then some of the pus from the itching sores would go over Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body.
I onda kad bi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu zagrlio Sanatana Goswamija, nešto te nešto to gnoja bi prešlo na tijelo Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So Sanatana Goswami felt very bad.
Sanatana Goswami se jako loše osjećao.
That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is embracing me and my contaminated body is oozing water all over him.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu grli moje zagađeno tijelo koje onda tako zagadim ga sa vodom.
First he thought I should throw myself under the Jagannath cart during Rath Yatra and kill myself.
Prvo što pomisli, najbolje da se pacim pod kočiju Jagannatha na Rath Yatru i tako se ubijem.
And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to him one day and said, how is it, he asked Haridas Thakur, with whom Sanatana Goswami was living,
i tako jednog dana Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pitao Sanatana Goswami, pitao Haridasa koji je živio sa Sanatanom.
That this man, he wants to destroy someone else's property. How is this proper?
Kako to pravilno da ovaj čovjek želi uništiti tuđe vlasništvo?
His body belongs to me, but he's planning on destroying it.
Njegovo tijelo pripada meni, a on razmišlja o tome da ga uništi.
So Sanatana Goswami could understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's a mission.
I Sanatana Goswami je mogao shvatiti da Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shvaća.
He understands my plan of committing suicide.
I zna moje planove o samoubojstvu.
And he doesn't approve of it.
I s tim se ne slaže.
So then he consulted with Jagannanda Pandit, and Jagannanda Pandit agreed that maybe he should just leave Jagannath Puri.
I onda je popričao sa Jagannanda Panditom koji se složio da bi trebalo napustiti Jagannath Puri.
So Lošitani chastised Jagannanda Pandit.
Gospodin Chaitanya je prekorio Jagannanda Pandita.
That Sanatana Goswami is your superior in every way.
Sanatana Goswami je tebi nadređen na svaki način.
You have the audacity of instructing him.
Kako si mu mogao da uputi?
This is improper.
Ovo nije pravilno.
Therefore, our main business is to understand how we're relating to others.
Zato je naša glavna zadaća da shvatimo kako se odnosimo prema drugima.
And act accordingly.
I da djelujemo na pravilan način.
The most advanced devotee finds devotion in whatever anyone else is doing.
Najnapredniji bhakta, on će vidjeti devociju u svemu što drugi rade.
But we should not imitate most advanced devotees.
No, mi ne bismo trebali oponašati napredne bhakte.
Instead, we should learn how to appreciate the service of those who are equals to us or superior.
Već bismo trebali cijeniti službu onih koji su nam jednaki ili su nam nadređeni.
Appreciate those who are subordinate.
Cijeniti one koji su podređeni.
But under the proper circumstances, point out their deficiencies to help them improve.
I u dobrim okolnostima im pokazati na njihove mane kako bi se mogli poboljšati.
But if one is not very advanced,
ukoliko osoba nije jako napredna,
and will not take instructions from us,
i neće poslušati naše upute,
but at least within our mind we should appreciate what their fact that they're chanting Hare Krishna.
Da bismo barem u našem umu mogli poštovati činjenicu da oni pjevaju Hare Krishna.
But not associated with them very intimately.
No, ne bismo se trebali s njima veoma blisko družiti.
On the other hand, those who are chanting Hare Krishna,
s druge strane, koji pjevaju Hare Krishna,
and serving the deity,
i obožavaju božanstva,
either the deity in the temple,
ili u hramu,
and here we have many deities to serve,
ovdje imamo mnogo božanstva koje možemo služiti,
or the deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Sankirtan movement, in the Sankirtan movement.
Ili božanstvo Chaitanya Mahaprabhu u obliku Sankirtana.
The holy names are also deities.
Da sve to ime također božanstvo.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme deity in this age.
A Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je vrhovno božanstvo za ovo doba.
So to serve him in the Sankirtan movement is also serving the devotees.
Sada služiti u Sankirtan pokretu je također služiti Bhakti.
Or cooperating with the devotees to serve the Sankirtan movement is also serving the deities.
Ili surađivati s faktama da bismo služili Sankirtan pokretu također obožavanje božanstava.
So Prabhupada mentioned that your love for me will be shown by how you cooperate to keep this movement together after my disappearance.
I što Prabhupada je rekao, vaša ljubav prema meni će biti pokazana po tome kako surađujete jedni sa drugima da biste održali ovo društvo nakon što ja odem.
That if we try to cooperate with each other to spread Krishna consciousness, that's most pleasing to Krishna.
Ukoliko surađujemo jedni s drugima da bismo proširili svjesnost Krishna, to je što najviše zadovoljava Krishna.
Krishna appreciates the love that Srimati Radharani has for him.
Krishna cijeni ljubav koju Srimati Radharani ima prema njemu.
He appreciates the love that the gopis have for him.
I cijeni ljubav koju gopi osjećaju prema njemu.
But he appreciates the most how all the gopis in Srimati Radharani cooperate with each other to try to please him.
No, najviše cijeni to kako gopije međusobno surađuju da bi ga zadovoljile.
So he appreciates that cooperation more than anything else.
Više od bilo čega drugoga on cijeni to surađivanje.
So we should try to cooperate with each other.
Stoga trebamo surađivati jedni sa drugima.
And then, the most advanced devotee, we serve their instructions.
I onda služimo upute naprednijih bhakta.
Because if we follow their instructions, we'll learn how to respect others and how to cooperate with each other.
Jer ukoliko služimo njihove upute, onda ćemo naučiti kako druge poštovati i surađivati.
And how to deal with devotees who are more advanced than we are.
I kako postati napredni bhakti no što smo vidjeli.
Not that we serve the most advanced devotee.
Ne da mi služimo najnaprednije bhakte.
And we offend everyone else.
I vrijeđamo sve druge.
That will not be very effective.
To neće biti učinkovito.
It's like fanning the deity.
To je kao da hvatite božanstvo.
And kicking him in the leg at the same time.
I lupate ga nogom u isto vrijeme.
That service will not be very effective.
ta služba neće biti veoma učinkovita.
When we learn, we come to that second class platform.
No, tamo noći da budemo na drugom nivou.
Ishvari ped kada dineshu, bali shesu budvasu cha, prema maitri kripo ped kada yakrodi samagimaha. That the second class devotee, he learns to love Krishna. That means we chant Hare Krishna happily, lovingly. We do our service with attention and devotion. Trying to please Krishna and his devotees. We try to cooperate with the other devotees. And exchange loving service with them appropriately. And we try to spread the heart of the Sankirtan movement to help educate others to become devotees of
Krishna.
And we try to ignore the non-devotees, the atheists.
I pokušavamo izbjegavati ne bhakte, a ateiste.
Upeksha, indifferent.
Da, oni koji su indiferentni.
So that would be very helpful to actually becoming Krishna conscious.
To će nam jako pomoći u tome da postanemo svjesni Krishna.
And that's real education.
I to je pravo obrazovanje.
Going to university, studying scholastically knowledge will not give us education.
Ići na fakultet i učiti to učenješko znanje nam neće dati obrazovanje.
The only way of getting real knowledge is through devotion.
Jedini način kako možemo dobiti pravo znanje je kroz posvećenost.
It's the only means by which Krishna will reveal himself to us.
To je jedini način kako će nam se Krishna razotkriti.
And unless Krishna reveals himself to us, then we won't understand who we are or who anyone else is.
I ukoliko nam se Krishna ne razotkrije, onda nećemo moći znati niti tko smo mi, niti tko su drugi.
Gyanena Tutarajana, this is chapter 5, text number 16. Gyanena Tutarajana, Yeshanashna Vatnaha, Keshamaditiva Gyanam, Prakashi Tutatram. One, however, one is enlightened with the knowledge by which nations is destroyed, then this knowledge reveals everything, just like the sun lights up everything in the daytime.
Kada živo biće prosvjetljeno znanjem koje uništava neznanje, njegovo znanje sve razotkriva, kao što sunce po danu sve obasjava.
Tad buriyas taratnas, tad nishtas tatrayana, vechatnyatana arvijin gyana kamashaha. When one's faith, mind, and refuge are all fixed in the Supreme, the one becomes fully cleansed of all misgivings through complete knowledge and must proceed straight on the path of self-realization.
Zahvaljujući potpunom znanju, sve njezine vode u potpunosti nestaju i tako napreduje na putu oslobođenja.
Vidyavinaya sampane brahmi gavi hastane shuni jaiva sotake cha pandita sundarshana. The humble sages, by virtue of true knowledge, see with the equal vision the learned and gentle Brahmins, the cow, the dog, and the dog eater.
Juši tih ponesnih mudraca, zahvaljujući pravom znanju, vide jednakim očima učena i plemenita Brahmana, kravu, slona, psa i čovjeka koji jede pse, koji ne pripada ni jednoj kasti.
Bob, at 8. Any questions?